Now, Juwayriya lived with the Prophet ﷺ, and she narrated some of his hadith, the hadith that we mentioned, and I hope we are doing this dua, the Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi wa ridha nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatihi. We said you say this 3 times after Fajr, as if you have done dhikr from Fajr to sunrise. Now, this hadith is narrated by Juwayriya bint al-Harith. Whether it happened to her or Salama, because we talked about it when we talked about Salama. Either way, it does not make a difference for us. We still make the dua either way, inshallah. Subhanallah bi'amdi wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi wa ridha nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimatihi. 3 times after Fajr prayer. The Prophet ﷺ died and he was pleased with her, and she died at the time of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. And we notice again that most of the Prophet's wives lived a long life after him. Again, that tells us that the Prophet ﷺ got married for a reason. He wanted Islam to be well taught by his wives to the rest of the people. And one thing that's worth mentioning, we did not mention, her tribe, Banu Mustalaq, they fought against the Muslims not only in that battle where they were or imprisoned, they fought against the Muslims in the Battle of Uhud as well. And some say even in the Battle of Badr, which tells us that there was a lot of things going on between the two, until finally Juwayriya gets married to the Prophet ﷺ, and the whole tribe accepts Islam.